fully deserved yesterday, and I mean, they have played well all season, and they have defeated all the sides that were challenging them, so they're worthy champions. Last year, remember, they shared the championship with Limavady. Well, they're winners on their own right this time, and you have to be delighted for them.
Well, you would have to say that they've been threatening for a good number of years, and maybe they have fulfilled their potential, one would say.
Yeah, and it's been, believe it or not, it's 1968 since they last won the championship outright. So they've had a long, long wait for to get where they got to yesterday. So it's a credit to them. As you say, they've been there and thereabouts over the years. But that's a long, long time to wait to win it outright, and they've done it.
The fact that Peter Gillespie in particular wasn't away on international duty this year maybe was a big factor.
It was a big, big plus. I mean, Peter yesterday went up over 1,400 runs for the season. And, I mean, that last year, as you say, away so much with Ireland, they lost that. And, I mean, that's a massive, massive amount of runs to score for any cricketer and any type of cricket. And his brother, Mark, we can't forget about Mark. Mark is now over 900 runs and ended up with 52 wickets after the three he picked up yesterday. What two tremendous cricketers and the backbone of Strabane over many years, like their father was years and years ago.
Can they stay up there?
I don't see any reason why not. Their professional, Jonathan Bukes, the South African professional, who's been with them a few years. He was skipper this year. He's returning next season. They're not going to lose any players, and it's rumoured that maybe Niall McDonald, who left them last year to go to Brigade, may actually be returning. So they could even be strengthened next season. As I say, none of their players will be leaving. They're a very settled club, very well-organised club, great team spirit and camaraderie among the players, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with for quite a number of years to come.
Well, you mentioned St Johnstone. They were beaten yesterday by Strabane, and it means relegation. It's going to be difficult for the likes of St Johnstone to survive in the Section 1, particularly if they don't employ a professional.
Yeah, I mean, they've only won one game all season. It was soul-destroying for them going out week in, week out. Probably knowing when you got up on a Saturday morning that you were going to get hammered that afternoon. Confidence was at an all-time low, completely out of their depth. I think they went down the wrong route by not getting a professional or not strengthening it, but that was their decision. Back in Section 2, they're going to win probably the majority of their games, but certainly if they were to come up again to Section 1, they would have to have a rethink about the whole structure of it. And if they wanted to succeed in Section 1, if they were promoted, they would definitely have to bring a professional at the very least.